I'm Marco Werman, and this is The World. The Pentagon says it's expanding land and sea-based missile defense systems in and around the Persian Gulf. The moves are intended to counter what the U.S. considers a growing missile threat from Iran. The buildup comes as President Obama is pushing for a new round of sanctions against the Iranians over their nuclear program. The World's Matthew Bell reports that the military expansion seems to be part of an evolving policy toward Iran, one that emphasizes the stick more than the carrot.
The Pentagon is reported to be speeding up plans to put Patriot defensive missile installations in four Persian Gulf states. They are Bahrain, Kuwait, Qatar, and the United Arab Emirates. The U.S. plan is nothing new. It would be a continuation of something the Bush administration started. But the timing is significant, given the Iranians' confrontation with the West over their nuclear program. Mohammad Sahimi is an Iran expert at the University of Southern California. He says boosting U.S. anti-missile capabilities in the region goes hand in hand with the Obama administration's efforts at diplomacy.
Some may call it gunboat diplomacy, but it is definitely part of the maneuvers that the administration is going through, hoping that the hardliners in Tehran will come around and reach an agreement.
Sahimi says Iran's hardline leadership is already under enormous internal pressure. It's confronting a vigorous opposition protest movement. On top of that, it's facing the possibility of yet another round of economic sanctions. Still, Sahimi says, stepping up U.S. military capabilities in the Gulf might not be a good idea.
This will only increase tension in that region. It will only add to the hostility that Iran may have towards the Arab countries of the Persian Gulf, and in the long run, it doesn't contribute anything to the peace and stability in that region.
Other experts see the Obama administration making a pivot on Iran, away from diplomacy and engagement, and toward a tougher approach. Robert Kagan is an international relations expert at the Carnegie Endowment for International Peace.
The administration is now, especially starting in February, when France takes the seat at the UN Security Council, the administration is going to be pressing hard for international sanctions on Iran, and I think that they are preparing for what is going to be a tense period.
Kagan applauds President Obama's apparent shift to a tougher line on Iran, and he says anti-missile systems send an important message to Washington's Arab allies.
Clearly, it's an attempt to reassure them that the United States supports their defense. I think it's also a way of continuing to get their allegiance as the situation gets more tense in the region. I think they don't want the powers in the region to, especially the smaller powers, to start thinking that they have no choice but to accommodate Iran. I think that when you provide American security assistance to countries, the idea is that you should stick with the United States, and the United States is going to be capable of helping defend you.
This is also about sending a message to Israel, says Aaron David Miller. He's a former State Department advisor on Middle East issues and currently a scholar at the Woodrow Wilson Center.
The notion of reassuring the Israelis and trying to create a measure of determination and seriousness on the part of the Obama administration to constrain or at least rule out the need for Israeli military action against Iran, I think, is quite high.
But Miller says the Israelis might be willing to hold off on a preemptive strike against Iran for only so long.
If sanctions don't work, if diplomacy fails, then it seems to me, as matters drift, they will invariably drift to the very real possibility of an Israeli unilateral military strike.
It's not clear how Iran might respond in the near term to new and improved U.S. missile defense assets in the region. Barbara Slavin is the author of a book about U.S.-Iranian relations called Bitter Friends, Bosom Enemies. She says the U.S. military moves should come as little surprise to Tehran.
Iranian actions, its nuclear program, missile tests, and so on, have clearly led to anxiety on the part of the Gulf states, and so this is to be expected, I think, if you're Iran. And I would argue that the Iranian leadership is more focused right now on internal developments than it is on anything outside.
Slavin says the political uncertainty inside Iran makes it difficult to predict the government's next move. For The World, I'm Matthew Bell.